I wait for the love of God to be perfected in me. I realized recently, I'm like, I saw how I loved other people loving me more than I loved them. Meaning, I was willing to put up with things and be unkind in being silent just to have people continue to love me and to be pleasing to them and not to be provocative. In a sense of provoking to good works. Because he's about to say, love does not seek her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Love thinks no evil. Thinks no evil. Ever. Never, ever. Even when it sees evil, it doesn't think evil. See, again, if you take it in a literal wooden sense, okay. When you, let's say you go to the local, I'm not going to use that example. Let's say you see a man with a gun running into a store and holding people up, you know, and whatever. Let's say you see a guy robbing a bank, you know, right? Do you think no evil? Oh, he's probably doing it from love. And I'm not, you know, and in a sense, you don't think necessarily, you know, why is he doing it? Well, you don't know. I guess that's my thought, because I imagine, you know, it's like, what you know, is he doing it because he's got a drug habit? Why does he get a drug habit? Was it because he's evil? But there's evil in the world, and you will see evil. My point is that you will see evil. Evil is done. I don't go around judging men's hearts. I know their hearts are evil. The Word of God says so. The hearts of men are evil. I know that. Intellectually, I don't go around saying that. I don't go around looking at people and judging them. Well, they're not going to make it, or they're never going to turn, or they're not of God, because I just don't know. So I don't think evil of men in that respect. But when I see evil, I know it. You know, as he says, rejoices not in iniquity. How, if love doesn't think evil, how can it not rejoice in iniquity? When it sees iniquity, it has to know that's evil. Again, once again, love doesn't think any evil. Like, so let's say someone speaks evil of me. Someone starts being, you know, it's like, my love towards them is to not to write them off. Right, or they'll just say like, you know, or start accusing them. Though again, there is a degree to which, you know, it's like you point things out to people, right? Things that are going on, things that are being done. But there's a line which is also, you know, by the Spirit, you have to discern where that line is. Between love, and when you're thinking evil outside of love. Because you don't think evil of people, but people do evil things and you see it. What do? You think, oh, that's not evil? So again, it's got to be taken in the proper understanding. But those who have the Spirit of God, whom God gives, can love without having to think about all these things. And I said, this is more just a measuring stick that love can be looked at through. Meaning, if I have perfect love of God in me, it's going to fall into all these things. You know, I'm not going to be jealous over people, but I will have a godly jealousy. I'm not going to boast myself, but I'm going to boast in Christ. I'm not going to be puffed up, but I'm going to be built up. I'm not going to behave myself unseemly. I'm going to be all things to all men. Again, but being a chameleon could be kind of unseemly, if not done in love. Seeking not your own. Love doesn't seek her own. Love is a woman there. It means looking after only your own interests. It's the idea that we should look after the interests of other people. That is love. You know, now, sometimes, you know, it says, if any man take not care of his own, especially if they have his own house, he's denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So in a sense, you got to take care of your own, right? And Paul said, no man hath yet hated his own body, but he nourishes it and cares for it. Well, there is a sort of a will worship in denying the body, you know? And again, I bring all these things up so you understand. The wisdom of God goes beyond just, people want to just take one verse and get all, just turn it into concrete. Instead of letting all the wisdom just wash over them. All the wisdom of all the whole counsel of God. That's the thing, is you have to be able to read God's word and let the whole word soak in the vastness of it. So many people are so caught up trying to protect the word from the criticism of the ungodly. You know, and so they don't want to admit any things that are contradictory. But as far as I'm concerned, there are the contradictions are there because ideas are at odds with each other at times. Love isn't jealous. But out of love can come another kind of jealousy, which is godly. Love does not boast itself, but love can make its boast in Christ. And it can certainly. But again, don't use that as a cloak to sin or to behave yourself unseemly. Love does not think evil, but love knows evil and does not rejoice in it. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with joy, the oil of gladness above thy fellows. From the book of Hebrews. So again, we hate iniquity. There is love and hate and truth. If you love righteousness, you got to hate iniquity. Because if you don't hate iniquity, then you don't love righteousness. Well, I love righteousness, but I'm sort of ambivalent about evil. Love bears all things. Believes all things. Now, this is a perfect example of how that you understand the figures of speech with which he is expressing these things. Meaning, he's speaking this to one who has wisdom. Not to one who would be like, love believes anything and everything. I just saw a pink elephant with polka dots. Believe it. Oh, I believe it. Hey, let me tell you about a guy I know. A friend of mine. I've been to his house. Santa Claus. If you have love, you're going to believe it, right? Because love believes all things. Zeus is a real god. There's more than one god. In fact, I believe there's more than one God, and I believe there is one God.